Happy Mother's Day, Ma. Oh, you look beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, talk is cheap, and so is that buffet you're taking me to, so let's get moving before all the shrimp is gone.
We can't, Sophia. Charlie Jr. hasn't called me yet to wish me a happy Mother's Day.
No, and Michael hasn't called me yet.
And Janet hasn't called me yet, although she usually doesn't.
All my children called me, except Phil. But I know he's thinking of me. He's just a little short of cash.
Hello? Person to person from the Duke of Windsor to Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, that's for me. That's my Phil. Hello? The Queen's not here. She went shopping. Thanks for calling, Phil, and send my love to the Damn. Every year they catch on quicker and quicker. I love it when Phil calls me on Mother's Day. It's the one time a year he calls and doesn't ask for money.
I remember one Mother's Day when I had to ask for money. Oh, Stan's business wasn't doing well, and we had to ask his mother for a loan.
Oh, nice.
Mama, it's me, Stanley.
Oh, Stanley, my pride and joy, sunshine of my life.
Hello, Mother's born egg.
Yeah, right.
Here, Mama, this is for you. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Stanley. The artwork of Adolf Hitler.
The minute we saw it, we knew it was for you.
Thank you so much, Stanley. I'm going to put it right here on the coffee table.
It's from Dorothy, too.
If I had to thank her, I'd choke on the words.
Please risk it.
But tell me, Stanley, what? How are things at the novelty store?
Just great, Ma. Couldn't be better. I was salesman of the month.
And I'm sure that you'll be proud to know that the name's Bornak has become synonymous with plastic vomit.
I would absolutely love a cup of tea.
Oh, sure, Stanley. Yeah. Anything you want, sweetheart.
Dorothy, come on. You have to start being nice to her. Otherwise, she's not going to give us that money.
Look, you ask her for it. She wouldn't refuse you.
You've got to do it, Dorothy. It would break Mama's heart if she knew I was a failure. To her, I have the business sense of a Rockefeller, the looks of a Gary Cooper, and the charm of a Cary Grant.
I'm not surprised. The woman drinks grain alcohol out of a measuring cup.
Here's the tea.
This is just hot water.
Enjoy.
I just remembered I have an important call to make. You know the novelty business.
The payphone's at the end of the trailer court, Stanley. What are you here for? What do you want, money?
No, absolutely not. How did you know?
I just got the feeling my yacht's son crapped out at his job.
Yachts? I've never heard you say anything bad about Stan in my life.
I don't have to. The whole world makes fun of him. Always has. That's why I make him out to be more than he is.
Then you will give him the money.
No, but I'll give it to you. Under one condition. Don't ever tell Stanley it came from me.
I don't understand.
Well, Stanley has a tendency to be weak. If he knew I was a soft touch, he'd never amount to anything. How much do you need?
$500.
I'll give you $1,000. You know, Dorothy, I'm glad Stanley married you. You love him, but you're tough on him, and he needs that.
Then why are you so mean to me?
Because if Stanley knew I liked you, he'd hang around here all the time. He's a yacht. Who needs him around here?
Dorothy!
Oh, thank God you came when you did. I thought she was going to strangle me.
I take it you weren't able to...
We'll figure something out. Meanwhile, we really should get going.
Yep. Well, I'll call you next week, Mama. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, sweetheart.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, right.
turned out. Stan's mother wasn't so bad after all.
Please, the woman wasn't human. I think she ate mice.
Hello?
Charlie! Hey, everyone, it's Charlie Jr. Oh, guess what? He says it's cold in Minnesota.
Get out of here.
Charlie, is it cold enough that if you put your tongue on something metal, it'll stick? Sure, I'll hold.
This might be the ideal time to leave for that Mother's Day brunch.
I remember the last Mother's Day I spent with my mama. I was back in Virginia. Mom had been ill for some time, and she was recovering in a convalescent home. It was a lovely place.
Are you stay right there? I want you to watch the proper way for a lady to make an entrance on the arm of a handsome gentleman.
You look just wonderful, Mama. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, is today Mother's Day?
Why, yes, ma'am. Don't you remember? I called you and told you I'd be here.
Of course. Of course, Virginia.
No, darling, Virginia couldn't come. I'm Blanche. Here, look. Brought you a little present.
Lace handkerchiefs. My.
Well, you know, you always used to say that there were two things a lady could never have enough of. Lace handkerchiefs and gentlemen collars. Maybe next Mother's Day I'll bring you a gentleman collar. You want to go in the dining room, have some tea?
Not right now, darling.
Mama, do you remember that Mother's Day that I almost ruined when I ran off to get married?
No.
Sure you do, honey. Don't you know I was a senior in high school and I was madly in love with Deck Bovinglow? We'd been dating for nearly a month, so it seemed perfectly logical when he dropped by cheerleading practice and asked me to marry him. Oh, I thought he was a wonderful catch at the time. He was 40, out of work, twice divorced, had three kids. But the real reason I wanted to marry him was because his oldest daughter was a rival of mine at cheerleading. And I figured if I married Deck, I'd be her mama. I could kick her off the squad. Anyway, I remember the next day I was in the rec hall when Deck came in, looking more handsome than I've ever seen him. Oh, black motorcycle boots, skin-tight Levi's, a match in his mouth, and a white T-shirt with the sleeves rolled up to reveal his brand-new Woody the Woodpecker tattoo. God, I was an idiot. Anyway, he sauntered over to me at the soda fountain and gave me this long, smoldering look and said, "So?" Oh, nearly fainted dead away on the spot. The next thing I knew, I was sitting next to him in that souped-up old Studebaker, racing out toward Bio Country, where Deck knew this justice of the peace who specialized in marrying stupid teenage girls from well-to-do families. Now, lucky for me, old man Montgomery had been in the Rexall that day and overheard us making our plans and tipped off you and Daddy. You know, to this day, I don't know how you all got there ahead of us. But when we pulled up to Bubba's Chapel of Bliss and Tackle Shop, there you were. Well, I was ready for the fight of my life, but all you said was, "Why, darling, I just came out here to give you away with my blessing. Why, I think marrying Deck might be the best thing in the world for you, Blanche." Well, at 17, I wasn't about to do anything you wanted me to do. And you knew that. I gave Deck back his ID bracelet that had Deck on one side and allergic to the law on the other. Hopped in the car with you and Daddy, and we took off home. I asked you if you were mad at me.
You said, why, no, darling. This is the best Mother's Day I've ever had. Don't you remember that, Mama?
Well, I thought that happened to Virginia. Wasn't Virginia the slut?
No, ma'am, that was me.
Blanche, that didn't happen on Mother's Day. That happened Christmas Day. 1949.
You're right.
Hey, that was Christmas. You remembered, Mama.
Blanche, there are days when I can't remember who I am. But trust me, I remember every stunt you ever pulled. That's how I got half the gray hairs on this 85-year-old head.
Honey, you're 89. Oh,
darling, didn't I ever teach you anything? No true lady ever tells her age.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Bye, Charlie. Thanks for calling. Now can we go eat?
No, I haven't heard from Michael yet.
Fine. Wait for your phone call. My blood sugar will drop and I'll have a stroke. This corsage will live longer than I will.
Sophia, you know how much it means to a mother to talk to her child on Mother's Day?
I remember one Mother's Day I spent with somebody else's mother. I was on my way back to St. Olaf. I was stuck in this little bus station.
You know, I think I'd almost forgotten what real cold feels like. I guess I've gotten used to tropical weather.
You here all the way from Nebraska?
Miami.
Miami. That closer to Omaha or Lincoln?
Gee, it's great to be home.
They told me in Minneapolis that I could change buses here for St. Olaf.
That's right.
How much is it?
You want the express or the yokel?
Don't you mean local?
No, ma'am, I mean yokel. On the yokel, a family of first cousins plays banjo music as the passengers get on and off.
Do they take requests?
No.
Give me the express.
You got about an hour to kill.
Oh.
Excuse me. Are you waiting for the bus to Northern Falls?
No, St. Olaf.
I've visited there. Lovely little town.
Oh, yes, yes, it is.
Rolling hills. Charming homes.
Yes.
Full of idiots.
Yes.
What? I never saw anything like it. Must be the water.
I grew up in St. Olaf, and most of my family still lives there.
Oh, no offense, dearie. I didn't say that everyone there was an idiot. It just seemed, though, that per capita they had more than their share.
Oh, well, per capita, you're probably right.
So, do you live in Northern Falls?
No, I'm paying my daughter a visit.
For Mother's Day?
Me too. Oh, not just my daughter. All of my children. They chipped in and paid for my trip from Miami. They figured it'd be cheaper for me to come here than for all of them to fly there.
They figured that out? And they live in St. Olaf's?
Yes.
Oh, you must be very proud of them.
I am. So when was it you visited St. Olaf?
Oh, Lord, it must be 50 years ago now. I went to a wedding. A distant cousin of mine married a local St. Olaf girl.
What was the girl's name?
Sonja Jungen...
Jungen Fraulich Steiner?
You know her?
Know her? I was flower girl at the wedding. Well, of course, there were no flowers that year because of what happened to old man Smith. He was our town florist. He was also our town's only blacksmith. Come to think of it, he was our town's only black man. Anyway, when he first moved in, the town council decided to give him a traditional Scandinavian welcome, gathering on his front lawn and singing songs and dressing up in bed sheets. Of course, coming from Chattanooga, he wasn't familiar with the custom. He had a heart attack. He spent most of the summer in intensive care. After that, when somebody new moved in, the town council just handed out peanut brittle and free passes to the local movie house, which they hope to build someday. Are you all right? You seem upset.
I was just thinking, I'm sorry I recently got a hearing aid.
Don't worry, it hardly shows at all. Anyway, at Sonia's wedding, of course, without flowers, they didn't know what to do. Discovered that she was actually on the hayride with little Lars, not big Lars. She yelled, "Whoa!" and jumped right off the wagon.
Either that story is actually funny, or the batteries are going in and out in my hearing aid. Rose, I want you to know that I think it's very sweet that you're keeping an old lady company like this.
Don't be silly. I'm enjoying every minute.
Every hour. I can't believe the buses are so late.
I suppose I should call the kids again. Are you sure you shouldn't call your daughter?
Mother's Day isn't until tomorrow. She knows I'll be there. I always am.
Still, she must be worried by now.
Rose, my daughter's dead. She passed away some time ago. I go to the cemetery on Mother's Day. It was always such a special day for the two of us. I like to pretend it still is. Only problem is, this year I don't think I'm going to make it.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
I ran away from the home to make the trip, and I think they're just about to catch up with me.
Are you Anna Eggerman? Anna, they're worried about you back at the home. I'm afraid you're going to have to come with me.
Attention! Express to Cedar Grove, River Junction, Northern Falls, now boarding.
For crying out loud, Jacob, there's three people here. You could have just pointed to the door.
Sheriff, I'm afraid there's been some kind of a mistake. This woman's my mother.
But I have a telex here that says that...
I don't care what it says on that paper. She's my mother. And we're just on our way home together. So if you'll kindly excuse us, we have a bus to catch. Come on, Mama.
Thank you, Rose. Happy Mother's Day.
It's a really sweet story, Rose.
Yeah, right. So sell it to the Reader's Digest. Now let's get out of here.
Must be Michael. Hello? Hello, Michael.
Okay, that's it. When she gets off the phone, we're going for lunch. I'm tired of listening to these lousy Mother's Day stories.
Sophia, don't you have a Mother's Day story?
I said I was tired of listening to lousy Mother's Day stories. I wouldn't mind telling a good one. Picture it, Brooklyn, 1957. The second Sunday in May. Dorothy had gone to pick up my mother, and I was getting the house ready, which mostly meant trying to get my Salvador into a shirt with sleeves. Turn that thing off and get up from the couch. Mama will be here any minute, and you look like a bum.
So what's the problem? She already thinks I'm a bum.
Salvador.
Wow.
Did you get me a present for Mother's Day?
Why? You're not my mother.
I'm the mother of your children.
1,000 nights of begging. 3 times you said yes. For that you want a present? It's not enough they declared a national holiday?
That's Mama. She sees you looking like this, we'll never convince her to move in with us. Get moving. Move.
Oh, boy, it's a dark day in Brooklyn today. The Dodgers are moving out and your mother's moving in.
Hey, Grandma. Here we are.
I'm in a wheelchair. I'm not blind. I can see where we are. And it could stand a good vacuum.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hello, Mama.
Where's Salvador? He's hiding from me, isn't he? He always hides from me. The little monkey hates me.
But don't be silly. Pop is crazy about you.
Don't lie to your grandmother. It's a sin.
Oh, well, maybe he's not crazy about you, but he's very, very fond of you.
He hates me. The man repairs complicated machinery for a living 3 times this month. He couldn't set the handbrake on my wheelchair.
Grandma, that was just a coincidence.
Please, all 3 times was at the top of the stairs to the Flatbush subway station.
Mama, if Salvador hates you, why does he want you to come here and live with us?
What?
Salvador and I would like you to move in with us.
Forget it. I am not moving in.
Why not?
Let me tell you a story. Picture it. Sicily, 1881. A beautiful young peasant girl.
Mama, not another story.
Sophia, come closer.
That's it. You're moving in here. Salvador and I talked about it, and we think it's best for you.
You think it's best for me? You didn't discuss it with me.
Fine, let's discuss
it. There's nothing to discuss. I'm not moving in.
Dorothy, if I ever do this to you, I want you to take me out to a field and shoot me.
Could you put that in writing?
Dorothy, come closer.
Okay, I think I can solve this problem.
How? You're going to take me to the top of the stairs again?
You think I don't want you here, huh? Well, this is my home, and a man's home is his castle, and in this castle, I'm the king. Capiche?
He's talking nonsense. He must have got hold of the drop in the broom closet.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I want you to move in.
You mean that?
No.
Ah, too bad you said it.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Please.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Okay, honey, just a second. Ma, he wants to talk to you.
Hello, Michael. Have you eaten? Well, I haven't. Goodbye.
Let's roll.
Sophia, we can't. We haven't all gotten our calls.
Oh, forget it. She's not going to call.
Hello?
Janet, it's so good to hear your voice, honey.
Ma, what are you doing?
Cooking. If I wait for you to take me to brunch, I'll starve to death.
Ma, you're making me feel guilty.
I know, it's Mother's Day. You celebrate your way, I'll celebrate mine.